Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It is the sweetest
name. Sweetest name I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but to Jesus, I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like forever. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh,
yeah, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
I love the name.
Oh, how I love the name.
Oh,
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody that has tuned in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God, and I am your host, Elder Andre Pico Sr., a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Bless the name of the Lord, and it is Monday night, which means it is Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship Night, and they will be joining us on the line momentarily. Praise God. So if you want to join us on the phone lines, amen, you can call that number that's on your screen, hallelujah, right above my head right there, 848-220-3100, access code 299-299. Join the conference with us on tonight, amen, and be blessed with a name, with a word from the Lord. Right now, let's go to the throne of grace, and let's get this Holy Ghost party started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit flow freely, as it always does, Lord. And we thank you in advance, Lord, for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do, all the revelation that you're about to give. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing on tonight, for redemption on tonight, for deliverance on tonight. We just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise because you are worthy of it. Hallelujah. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us, Lord. And once again, we thank you. Once again, we glorify you. Once again, we magnify you. And Lord, we love you and we appreciate you for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. God is truly worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up on tonight. If you're just not tuning in, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. The Worldwide Prayer Line. Hallelujah. That's the number right there for you, right on your screen. It is Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship Night. They will be joining us momentarily, and Apostle Eldon A. Curry will be bringing forth a word from the Lord all the way from the East Coast. Glory to God. For the West Coast, Los Angeles, California will be joining us momentarily. Right now, let's go to our opening scripture. If you got your Bibles, your electronic devices, hallelujah, we're going to Mark chapter 11. Praise God. Mark chapter 11. Amen. And we're going to be reading verses 22 through 26. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. And it reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, hallelujah, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight I want y'all to look, hallelujah, at verses 23 and 24. He said, "Verily I say unto you," hallelujah. So this is Jesus talking to us, and Jesus is saying, "I'm saying this to you." Glory to God, the Word. Hallelujah. John called the Word. He said in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So the Word, hallelujah, amen, who without nothing would be created. The Word said, hallelujah, that whosoever hallelujah, amen, shall say unto this mountain. So the word of God is telling us, the creator of all things now, hallelujah, without whom nothing would be created, is telling us that when he created us, hallelujah, he put something in us. Glory to God, he put some power in us. Glory to God, he put the power of manifestation in us. Glory to God, he said whosoever. So he did not specify who had this power. He did not specify who had this authority. Glory to God, hallelujah. He said straight up, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. Now the mountain represents any obstacle that you got in your life, hallelujah, amen, that's too big to climb over, hallelujah, and too big to go around. Glory to God, hallelujah. Some might say our skin color could be a mountain in our life, a barrier, an obstacle in our life, hallelujah, that we can't get around. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. But the Bible tells us that whosoever, meaning it don't matter if you white, black, purple, or green, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say to this obstacle that is before me, hallelujah, amen, be thou removed. Get out of my way. All these boundaries, come down. Hallelujah. Every door that is locked, come open. Praise God. If I speak to it, hallelujah, it has to obey. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was coming up, they told me there would never be a black president ever. Praise God. But nobody seemed to tell Barack Obama that. Hallelujah. Mate, whether or not you agree with his politics, he made it. Glory to God, hallelujah, because he told that boundary of his skin color, be thou removed. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. He commanded that obstacle of his skin color to be cast away. He demanded that obstacle of his growing up in poverty be cast away. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. So we have that power to tell whatever it is that's in our way that we feel is blocking us from our blessing, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And he said, a man shall not doubt in his heart. This is something you got to believe, not just in your conscious mind, but in your subconscious mind. That means deep down on the inside. You got to believe that God is giving you the power. God is giving you the authority, hallelujah, to speak to a thing that is in your way, that is blocking your blessing. Glory to God, and tell it to be removed out of your way, and it has no choice but to move if you believe it. Glory to God. A lot of people can't overcome obstacles because they just don't believe they can. And they appear like they try. Hallelujah. They act like they are trying to overcome, but they really don't believe in their heart that they can, and that's why they don't. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, amen, he shall have whatsoever he says. That is what's so key to this scripture, because this scripture works positive and negative. Glory to God. I tell people all the time, faith is positive and negative. Faith is designed as a strong belief. Whatever you strongly believe in, that's what's going to happen. Hallelujah, praise God. So he said, whatsoever he says. So if you say, I'm going to be broke. If you say, I'm never going to find a good man. If you say, I'm never going to find a good woman. If you say, I'm never going to find my career. If you say, I'm never going to find my purpose. And you repetitiously say these things are going to come to pass in your life because you're going to have whatever you say. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to change what we believe. Praise God. And by changing what we believe, we will change what we say. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I've been teaching on the heart being the subconscious mind. Praise God. And that subconscious mind is the mind that's in control of everything. You don't really, you think your conscious mind is in control, but your subconscious mind is what's really in control because you don't consciously, amen, turn the doorknob to the left. You don't consciously take 16 steps to the bathroom. Hallelujah. These are unconscious things that you do in your sleep. When you get ready to go to the restroom and you, in the middle of the night, you just get up and go because your subconscious mind already knows how many footsteps it's going to take to get there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It knows where the light switch is. Praise God. Yeah, when you first moved in there, you had to consciously think, where's the light switch? You had to consciously think, hallelujah, which way is the restroom? But then, amen, after a couple of days, praise God, it was in your subconscious mind, and you no longer consciously thought about it. You just did it. Praise God, hallelujah. And God is trying to get us to get into our subconscious mind, hallelujah, which he calls the heart, amen, praise God, and begin to speak things that are not as if they were. We got to believe that the power that God has given us to speak a thing will come to pass. Praise God, hallelujah. I call it name it, claim it, and then maintain it. Hallelujah, praise God. Verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, that don't matter. He said, what things you desire, it don't matter what it is. Praise God. See, the reason why, hallelujah, amen, we are limited in our blessings is because we are limited in our imaginations. Praise God. Explain. Hallelujah, amen. In other words, we don't think big enough. There's a TikTok going around saying you're not thinking big enough. You got to think big. Praise God, hallelujah, and it may be, you know, a little, the word of it may not suit a lot of people, praise God, hallelujah, amen, but that's what we got to do. You got to think big. When you think big, you speak big. When you speak big, you manifest big. Praise God, hallelujah. You ain't going to never manifest over a Camry if that's all you can imagine. Praise God. Hallelujah. You gotta think big, and he says, whatsoever ye desire. When ye pray, believe. That's the key part. Believe that ye have received them. Believe you already got it. Believe you already got it and ye shall have it. Let me explain this real quick. Hallelujah. Believe I already got it. What does that mean, believe I already got it? How do I act like I already got it? You know when you order something from Amazon, hallelujah, praise God. And now when you order something from Amazon, you've already paid for it. It's still at the factory. Praise God. It ain't even hit the line. There's the line yet to be shipped out, but it's already yours because you've already paid for it. Glory to God. Your faith is spiritual currency. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you believe that when you pray for something that you've already received it, hallelujah, you give God the glory for it. You give God the praise for it. Praise God, hallelujah, because you believe that it's already yours even though you haven't received it yet. Glory to God, hallelujah. So you have to believe, hallelujah, that whatever you pray for God is already on the way. Hallelujah, it's already in the pipeline. Hallelujah. Because it's already in the pipeline, you can give God the praise. Because it's already in the pipeline, you can give God the glory. Because it's already in the pipeline, hallelujah, you can just, hallelujah, just magnify the Lord for something you haven't even received yet because you know that it's on the way. Praise God. Hallelujah, but watch this. He says in verse 25, but when ye stand praying, forgive. Hallelujah. Why are you using this principle of God? Why you're using the gift that God has put inside you to speak a thing, hallelujah, to manifest things, don't forget to forgive. Because what good is it for you to profit the world by using the principles of God and manifesting all these luxuries in this world if you die and go to hell in the next? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he says, hallelujah, if you have ought against, if you got something against anybody, go ahead and forgive them. Glory to God. And it says, hallelujah, that your Father who is in heaven will forgive your trespasses. You forgive so you can be forgiven. Hallelujah. Yeah, the first two verses is telling us you can speak things into existence. You can move boundaries out of your way. You can have whatsoever you want in this world if you believe it in your heart and speak it with your mouth. Glory to God, it will manifest in your life. But while you getting all these riches, while you getting all this fame, while you getting all this notoriety, while you getting all this fortune, don't die and go to hell in unforgiveness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 26, but if you do not forgive, praise God. Hallelujah. Your Father, which is in heaven, hallelujah, will not forgive your trespasses. This is the key verse. Hallelujah. This is the most important verse that we just read. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, if we pray, hallelujah, we believe in our heart and speak it with our mouth, it's going to manifest in our life. Praise God. But what good is it, hallelujah, if you die and go to hell in unforgiveness? What good is it, hallelujah, if you have not been forgiven for your sins simply because you won't forgive me for mine? Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of y'all got exes. Hallelujah. Ex-best friends, ex-lovers, ex-wives, ex-husbands, and you hate their guts for whatever they did to you, but wouldn't you hate them even more if you were to die and they went to heaven and you went to hell? Hallelujah. Because you won't forgive them for something they did to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Know this and know it for sure. Hell is real and hell is hot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you might can get enough money, praise God, to change continents according to the weather, living a good lifestyle here on earth where you ain't got to experience no bad weather. You can just hop on your G6 and your Z7 and fly here and fly there and escape the hurricanes and escape the heat and escape the snow. But when you die, you can't escape that hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we move forward on tonight, praise God, hallelujah, let's use the principle that God has put in us. Hallelujah, amen. The gift that God has put in us to physically, hallelujah, manifest things by speaking them. Praise God, hallelujah, positive things. Praise God, hallelujah, manifest positive things in our life. But at the end of the day, praise God, let's manifest some forgiveness. Hallelujah, let's forgive those that have sinned against us. Hallelujah, amen, so that we will be forgiven, so that we will make it in. Praise God, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to make it in. Praise God, I don't care what you did to me. Praise God, hallelujah, whatever you did to me ain't going to keep me from forgiving you. Hallelujah, because I want to make it in. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. That was Mark 11. Praise God, verses 22 through 26 is our opening scripture. And as always, we invite you to go back and study to show thyself approved unto the Lord. Go back, read the word for yourself. Hallelujah, amen. And read it repetitiously. Hallelujah, so it can get deep down into your psyche, deep down, hallelujah, into your subconscious mind, praise God, hallelujah, so that you can believe those things, hallelujah, which the word of God, hallelujah, tells us. We thank God on tonight, hallelujah, amen, for the opening scripture. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in, everybody that has tuned in on tonight, hallelujah, amen. We have come to have a blessed time in the Lord. It is Monday night, glory to God, which means it is Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship Night. Glory to God, hallelujah, and yes. Joining us. Hallelujah, is the leader, the pastor, hallelujah, amen, the overseer of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, my brother in Christ, our very own, hallelujah, amen, Apostle Eldon
A. Curry, Apostle Curry, hallelujah. The mic is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does on tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on, put those hands together and give God praise. Amen. Everywhere you can hear the sound of my voice, come on and give God a shout. Come on and give your God a praise. Amen. Come on and clap your hands. Come on and open up your mouth and tell the Lord you love him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We do honor the Lord on tonight and bless his name. Amen. How many know that the word of God says, for the Lord is good. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is good.
How many know that he never stopped being good. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. No matter what
amen.
The circumstance or the situation is, amen, God never stopped being good. Amen. Because he can't help it that he is so good. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So we should give him praise for his goodness, especially in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, we're in some dangerous times right now. Amen. But God is still on the throne. So come on and give God a 5-second praise, amen, for still being in charge. Amen. In spite of how the situations look. Amen. God is still in charge. Somebody give him a praise right now. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good on tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his anointing. Thank God for his presence. Most of all, thank God for his word. Amen. That should not return to us boys. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So I
amen.
Thank God on tonight for my wife and my good thing. Hallelujah. And praise God for our children. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. Thank God for my dear brother. Amen. Elder Prevost. Hallelujah. The
yes,
prince
brother,
of black
preachers.
Sure. Amen. Glory to God. Blessing. Glory to God. Him and his wife. Amen. To everyone that may be present this morning. Tonight. I mean, we want to thank God on tonight. Come on, give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. You know, God has put on my heart tonight to declare this Holy Communion night. Amen. And you know, when the Lord starts talking communion, miracles and signs and wonders follow. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I'm already praying that signs and wonders will follow. Amen. Amen. So we're going to thank God on tonight. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Amen. And we're going to start reading at verse 23. Everybody get there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. It should not return to you void, but accomplish that which you send out to do. Father, we thank you that we can do nothing without your word. We need your word in order to live. We thank you for your anointing, O God, that makes us more than a conqueror against the enemy. God, we praise you and bless your name on tonight, God. Move however you choose to move tonight, and we will give you, Lord God, all of the glory, honor, and the praise. For we thank you, Father, that it comes from you. We give you the honor and the glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and give God another shout. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless God on tonight. Before we get into the delicious word of the Almighty God concerning communion and fellowship and intimacy, I wanna share some things that the Holy Spirit put on my heart to share on tonight. The key to releasing the power that is connected to the communion is the fact of the intimacy of where God takes us back to when we first met him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe somebody said, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. And so if there's anybody that's wondering about is it safe to go back, it's only safe when Yahshua says that it's safe. And if he ain't tell you that it's safe, then I wouldn't worry about it. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. And so God is saying on tonight, beloved, I want you to think about the first encounter of when God revealed himself to you. And you knew for sure that the Lord had came into your heart. And that you were a different person from that encounter. Because this is what's going to release the power of God through the communion, through the bread, through the wine. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because we need that right now, because in order to be him, we have to eat him in order to be him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, as we encounter the bread and the wine, God is saying, as often as you do this. So God doesn't put a limit on how often we can have communion. Because as soon as it hits your heart that my God died for me and got up on the third day just for me because he loved me so much, somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And so we're going to begin tonight, 1 Corinthians. Chapter 11, beginning with verse 23. And the word of the living God reads, he says, for I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, to bread. Come on here, somebody. So while they were eating, he had an enemy at his table that could not wait to betray him. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying at our table, we never know what enemy may be lurking. But that's why he told David that he would prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
How many know that God know how to prepare a table before them that don't even want you to be at the table, don't even want you to have the table that you got? Come on here, somebody. And they hating, but God has said, I'm going to use a hatery to elevate you and take you to another level, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, I can't allow you to be distracted, amen, by, amen, jealousy that lies within the individuals. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God is going to bless regardless. But at the same, but in the same night that he was betrayed, because remember the Lord spoke in my spirit, and I've seen snakes and fakes. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's bad. Snakes and fakes. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because they trying to get in your place. Amen. And then they undercover, amen, trying to snipe you off. Come on here, somebody. Hoping that something will happen. But God said, no, I got my hand on you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujoh.
Hallelujah.
He said, while they waiting on you to fall, God said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold you up. Amen. To the degree that nothing will be able to move you out of your position. Come on here, somebody. Amen. 2023 is going to be the year when we'll be able to hold my own for the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we give God praise on tonight. And then the Bible says in verse 24, he says, and when he had given thanks, he break it. Now, take your bread. Because the bread represents the body of the Lord. And how many know that there's only one body? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So because there's only one body, we shouldn't be tripping on nothing. Come on here, somebody. Because we all have a part in a place in his body. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if we just look at the fact of being thankful that God would even allow us to be a part of his body. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because before he saved us, we weren't attached to the body. Come on here, somebody. Before he saved us, amen, we had no intimacy with him on this level. Come on here, somebody. But now that I'm saved and he has revealed himself to me, he has allowed me to have intimacy with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so now I bless him because of the intimacy that he has given me. Come on, somebody, and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, I thank God for the intimacy. Glory, I thank God for revealing himself to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, that he allowed me to see what he really has done for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that it don't mean nothing until God revealed to you that he died for you? Come on here, somebody. Yeah, you can shout for me, but it ain't going to have the same effect until you realize what he did for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so in this moment of fellowship, because that's what communion is. Communion is fellowship. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So Yahshua allowed his disciples to get close to him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And at the same time, he was showing them what he was going to go through for their sake. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
And so God in this hour is saying to us, I want you to reflect back on when I first revealed myself to you and showed you my goodness, hallelujah, and showed you my mercy, come on here somebody, and showed you my blood, hallelujah, and showed you my body. Hey, God, somebody give him a praise right now. See, this is what releases the power of God. Come on here, somebody. The intimacy of God allowing us to feel who he is and what he's done. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so while he has taken the bread, amen, the enemy is at work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That he don't let that stop him, amen, from doing what he has to do in this hour. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God will use the enemy to set you up, to put you in a greater place? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because what he means for evil, God is already turn it around for what? Our good. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says in verse 24, and it says, and when he had given thanks. Come on here, somebody. See, that's the key thing. Because that's the will of God for all of us. It's to give thanks. See, the reason why the bread became supernatural was because of him giving thanks to the Father. Hallelujah. And then he says, and he break it. So I want you to hold your bread up to the Father and thank him for the bread. Lord, I thank you that you're putting your super on this natural bread. Thank you, God, for what you're about to do right now. I'm commanding healing right now. Everyone that has their bread, I'm commanding the blessing of the Lord to overtake you. I break every generational curse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I rebuke every unclean spirit. Hallelujah. And I decree and declare that by his stripes you are healed. You are healed. I release prosperity on you because he became poor that we might become rich. I release the wealth of the Lord upon you. You have a right. You have a right to the salvation of the Lord. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give him a praise offering.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you,
yes, Lord God. I break every spirit of bondage off of you. Glory to God. Because he has came to set us free. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. But there's no way that you should be bound because God came to set us free. And tonight, because you are saved and you have the Lord's body in your hand, thank him, my honorable son, though. Thank him right now and receive, my honorable son, though. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Whatever you need right now, glory to God. Just lift your hands and receive it. Hallelujah. We are about to eat the bread of our son, though. The body of our Lord. Come on here, somebody. Celebrate him, glory to God, because he took stripes and he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was put upon him, glory to God. You have a right. You have a right. Somebody give him the praise right now. Somebody give God the glory. Somebody give him the praise of the Most High. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Receive your blessing on tonight. Hey, Sando. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And he break it and said, take, eat. This is my body. Come on here, somebody. He says, which is broken
for you.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Not your neighbor. For you. So I want you to thank him just what he did for you.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Oh, I wish you would tell somebody right quick, he's a neighbor, he did it just for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He did it just for me. Hey! Sababoko Tadabaha. He took the stripes, the whips across the back just for me. He was beat, amen, to the degree that they didn't even know who he was just for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything he took that just for me. Somebody give God a just for me. Praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hey. Mm. Yes, Lord. He did it. Just for me. Come on here, somebody. That's why we got to praise God, not only corporately, but individually. Come on here, somebody. Because you can't shout my victory for me like I can shout my victory for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You can't tell it like I can. Come on here, somebody. You might can tell it, but you can't tell it like I can because you wasn't there, neighbor. You don't know what happened to me when I met the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, somebody, give God a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the Bible says that he did it just for me. Then he says, this do in remembrance of me. So we are celebrating him because of what he did for us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, is anybody in celebration mode right now? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not talking about praise him for your neighbor. I'm talking about praise him for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Lord, I want to praise you for making me. Thank you, Lord, for reverencing me. Thank you, Lord, for your hand being on my life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. Somebody give him the praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah tonight. Yes, God. Is anybody having a flashback The song right there, when I think of the goodness and what he done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I could dance all night. Come on here, somebody. All night. How many know God will give you an all-night praise? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Why? Because the goodness is so good that we don't know how to stop praising him. Somebody bless the Lord right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. We're almost through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he says, in the same manner, also, he took the cup. Tell somebody, said, neighbor, it was in the cup.
It was in the cup.
Everything I had to go through, everything I had to endure, every pain, every heartache, it was in the cup, neighbor. Hallelujah. And the Lord wanted me to drink it. And the Lord told me to drink it, and I drank it because I love him with all my heart. And the Lord said, yeah, even though you drink it, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Somebody give him the glory right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah. Somebody need to thank him for the blood right now.
Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Lord, thank you for the blood.
Thank you, Lord,
because
for the
without
blood.
The blood, there can be no remission of sins. Without the blood, hallelujah, there can be no forgiveness. Come on here, somebody. The only reason why I can forgive you is because of the blood. Come on here, somebody. That's the only reason why that I'm not trying to tear your head off is because the blood commands me, amen, to forgive you. Amen. And when I forgive you, then God forgive me. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And the power that's in the blood to cleanse us and wash us, and the power that's in the blood to allow us to reap the benefits of everything that God has given us. Somebody give him a praise offering. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Now, right now, take that cup and lift it up to the Father. Lift it up to the Lord. And thank him.
Thank you, Lord.
For the blood.
For the blood.
Hey! Sababoko Tarabasande. Lord, I thank you for not letting me be lost. Thank you that the blood caught me just in time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so the Lord is saying, now lift our cup to him. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And then he said, this is the blood that represents my New Testament. Come on here, somebody. I mean, the word testament represent covenant. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so it's because of the blood and it's because of the bread that I have a new covenant with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody praise him for the new covenant. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know that old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become what? New. Come on here, somebody. Up under the blood, somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
And so I'm believing right now that as we drink the blood of our Lord, that supernatural things are happening inside your body. Come on here, somebody. I'm believing God right now, hallelujah, that whatever you need right now, that God is sufficing the need, that the miracle is already done. Hallelujah. That the word has already released the promise to you. Come on and bless his name on tonight.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and he drank it. And then he says, as often, or as oft, which means every time you do it. Come on here, somebody. Isn't that beautiful? God said, ain't no limitation on how often that you can eat and drink of my body. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I'm saying to you, beloved, that this is the time that we all to try to eat and drink as much of him as we can. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say, if you eat and drink of him, neighbor, you will have no side effects. Come on here, somebody. The only side effect you will have is love and joy and peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give your God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so, neighbor, right now, as you have drinking of the blood of our Lord, come on and give God a praise for your miracle. Come on and give God praise for signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Give him praise and glory on tonight. Somebody bless his name on tonight.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody bless his name because the blood of Okunda Rabasando has put you in a position to where everything that God has for you is getting ready to manifest. Somebody praise him for this year because God is getting ready to blow your mind. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell somebody right quickly, say, neighbor, God is getting ready to blow your mind. Come on here, somebody. God is getting ready to blow your mind. Come on here, somebody. And the reason why he's going to blow your mind, because of the bread and because of the blood. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I wish somebody would get happy and thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my life. Thank you, Lord, for changing my life. Thank you for giving me the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Somebody need to tell the Lord, thank you. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, you need to tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Santo, Santo. I believe the song right say it could have been me. Outdoors. Hallelujah. No friends. Hallelujah. No clothes. Hallelujah. But he didn't see fit to let none of these things be. And every day by your mercy, you keep on keeping me. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. He is good. Glory to God. I don't know if you can feel it, neighbor, but I feel the Lord moving on our behalf tonight. Come on here, somebody. I thank him, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go in tonight, neighbor, and get whatever you need from the Lord. The songwriter said, whatever you need, God got it, and he got it on tonight. Somebody give him another praise. Somebody give God the glory. Somebody open up your mouth and thank him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hey, Santo, no, 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 no. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I pray on tonight, neighbor, that the Lord met you where you are. I pray on tonight, neighbor, that after you have partaken of the Lord's supper, I pray that the Lord allow his super to come on your natural, and that you will know the love, the joy, the peace of our Father. Somebody give God another shout of victory. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
While the Spirit of God is moving, amen, so wonderfully. Come on in, Elder, and get some of this. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hey, shout out to the little fool.
Hallelujah. We thank God,
yes,
hallelujah, for everything that he's doing right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God for the moves he's made, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, because he's a good God, hallelujah. If it had not been for the breaking of the body and the shedding of the blood, hallelujah, where would we be on today, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to
God.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
To be magnified. He's worthy. To be lifted up. He's worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To your praise.
We give him the glory on tonight. Hallelujah. We give God the praise on tonight. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is about to blow somebody's mind. Hallelujah. 2023.
Hey,
hallelujah. 2023. Glory to God. God said he ain't forgot. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he said, I ain't forgot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. Hallelujah. That God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of a man that he shall repent. If he said he going to do a thing, will he not do it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the breaking of the body. Hallelujah. We thank God for the shedding of the blood. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for God just being God all by himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight. And, Lord, we ask that you bless his family, Lord, that you let the generational anointing continue to flow, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you strengthen him, Lord, and replenish him the virtue he has poured out unto your people, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We
thank
praise you.
And
we magnify your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, God, yes, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, that he can take us back. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
the
God.
Bible says, amen. He said, amen. I remember him telling the churches, you got one fault. Hallelujah. Go back to your first love.
Hey!
Glory to God.
Come on, Elder. Come on, Elder.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Elder.
God can get us back to our first love. Hallelujah.
Come on,
glory
come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Back there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
God. Yes,
we gotta
God.
Receive it on tonight. We got to receive it on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got
yes,
to
Lord.
Thank
yes,
for
Lord.
It. We got to praise him for it. Lord, I thank you for taking me back to that place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where I first. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for the word tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the take back on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
God for the picking of the bread. Hallelujah. Amen. And the wine on tonight. Glory to God. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. And once again, amen. If you want to, hallelujah, get in touch with the man of God. Hallelujah. If you want to find out more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, feel free to give him a call at 562-542-7794. Once again, that is 562-542-7794. Praise God. Go ahead and give him a call. Shoot him a text. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want more information, if you want to shoot him a donation, hallelujah. Amen. Feel free to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah for the word of God that went forth on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for the Lord's Supper going forth on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. We invite y'all to join us,
amen.
Hallelujah, back tomorrow night. We will be back on the line with a word from the Lord, hallelujah, amen. And don't forget, you can join us every Saturday on Facebook Live, hallelujah, for the Sabbath day service. So we invite you to call in,
yes,
and tune in. Hallelujah, on Saturday, praise God, on Facebook Live. Hallelujah, amen. We've had an anointed time in the Lord on tonight. And once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so you can give his final announcement and the benediction. It's back in your hands, man of God. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you, my dear brother. Bless you, elder. Amen. Amen. Didn't we have an awesome time tonight in the Lord? Amen. I pray that the Lord was able to take us all back to the first encounter that we had with him on tonight. Amen. As we partake of the Lord's Supper on tonight, amen. I pray that whatever you needed, you got it from him. Amen. Because there's nothing like getting it firsthand from him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. If there's no questions or comments, amen. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. Amen. Father, we thank you and we give you praise on tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the word that we heard. Thank you for your bread, which symbolizes your body. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, to be a part of your body. We thank you that the healing and the virtue flow, amen, from the body. And so we thank you even right now, God. Thank you for your blood, God, hallelujah, that cleanses and washes us and makes us white as snow. Thank you that because of the blood, Lord, that we have a new beginning, God. We thank you right now, God, for being a new creature through the power of the blood. We bless your name on tonight. We decree and declare, oh God, that there is none like you. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, God. Hallelujah. It belongs to you, Lord God. Bind the hand of the enemy, God. Rebuke every devil and demon. Satan, you have no part nor lot in this matter. This is Holy Ghost business. Therefore, you are excluded from this conversation. We thank you right now, Father, that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. We thank you that whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we thank you right now, Lord, for the keys to the kingdom. And we give you the glory right now, Father. Hallelujah. In your mighty name, we thank you. And we give you the praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God another shout of victory. Somebody give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank him that it's already done. Amen. I turn you back over to the hands of our dear, dear brother, amen, Elder Andre Prevost, amen. Bless you, my brother. It's back in your hands now.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Glory to God. We truly thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God that it's already done. Hallelujah. Praise God,
yes,
on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And on behalf of
the apostle and the first ladies. We love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see where God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Y'all have a blessed night. Glory to God.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hands.
God Almighty.
Talk.